Back on downtown. Oh, man, it is a love shack this weekend at the Alfond Arena. The Black Bear hockey team taking on number one in the nation, Boston College, to get us ready for it. We're joined by the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this afternoon?
Doing well here at Alfond Arena, watching the student crowd grow and grow by the minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's going to be a big one. Before we get to tonight and this weekend series, though, let's flash back just a week ago for a terrific opening to the hockey schedule as the Bears went on the road at Merrimack.
Yeah, a couple of games down there to start the hockey schedule, as you mentioned, and two games that they picked up wins in, and two hard-fought games. We talk a lot about trying to learn how to win and playing with a lead, and Merrimack fought back in both those games. Friday night, Maine had a 2-0 lead. Merrimack scored a late goal in the third on a power play with their goaltender pulled to make it a one-goal game, so it got a little interesting. And then Maine had a 5-1 lead on Saturday, and Merrimack scored 3 third-period goals to pull within one. So in past years, you would start to think, here we go. This game's going to slip away, but not the case this year, which was nice to see Maine able to hold on to those leads and get the W's.
And as a result of that, the Black Bears found themselves back in the national rankings for the first time in a while, currently number 13 in the country.
Yeah, very impressive, and rightfully so. Merrimack, in some of the polls, was number 20, just like Maine going into last weekend. So both teams were at that 20th position, depending on which poll you looked at. And with the wins, Maine jumps up to 13th. And, talking to Coach Ben Barr about the polls, I don't think he is too concerned about those, but no coach ever is. But it's nice to see getting some of that national attention and exposure for this program.
Well, and it feels like it's a rare thing, John, to have such a big series so early in the season. But here we are, number 13 Maine and number one Boston College. What a great way to get that place rocking the next couple of nights.
Yes, it's going to be a sellout crowd here at the Alfond both nights, and an opportunity for Maine to really show if they belong at this high in Hockey East at this point. It's another big test for the Black Bears here this weekend.
Well, let's start offensively. Well, we know one thing. The Nadeaus can apparently put the puck in the net pretty well, but what do the Black Bears need to do offensively against the Eagles?
Well, they're going to have to utilize their opportunities, and Maine has shown that they really have crisp passing and the ability to put pucks where they want them, and they're going to have to capitalize on those chances this weekend because they're not going to have many. So when they have them, they're going to have to find ways to get pucks in the net because they're going to be few and far between with a stingy team like Boston College.
And then defensively, what do they have to do to try and shut down some of that BC scoring?
Well, BC has 3 first-round picks from the last draft. Maine has 1 in Bradley Nadeau, who we know a lot about, but BC has 3, and they can score, and it's going to be a time where Maine can't let them have odd man rushes and use turnovers to create scoring opportunities. So defensively, Maine has to be tight tonight and limit Boston College chances.
Yeah, they are putting some goals on the scoreboard here. 5 of their games, they've scored at least 4 this season.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And, I have this feeling that we're going to have a low-scoring game here tonight, but I've been wrong before. But they can score. It feels like, to me, Rich, it's going to be a 1-0, 2-1 type of game tonight with two teams who can score a lot. They might button up defensively on both ends of the ice, and we could have a low-scoring affair, but I could be wrong, and it might be 8-7, so we'll have to wait and see.
What's the attitude of the players? They've got to be excited about this opportunity early in the year and also to get that national recognition.
Yes, they're very excited. They were all smiles and positive, and they want to be tested. They want to play against the best. When you're an athlete at this level, you don't want to play against the teams that you think you're going to roll over. You want to be tested and test your skill and see where you are, if you are as good as some of these polls think you are. So yeah, the feeling with some of the captains is that they're excited for this opportunity and this chance to test themselves against the number one team in the nation, Boston College.
Boy, and it doesn't get a whole lot easier after this as the Black Bears head out on the road next weekend for games at BU.
Yeah, here at home against BC, then down to back down to Boston area to take on Boston University. So we'll have to keep an eye on those scores and their games this weekend, but they're off to a hot start as well. I believe the last poll I looked at had them as the ninth-ranked team in the country. So it doesn't get any easier for the Black Bears. And then early December, they host New Hampshire here, who is off to a great start as well. So a lot of teams in Hockey East playing well here early in the season, which is nice to see from a league standpoint. It just shows you the strength of Hockey East is still there, if not stronger than it has been the last couple of seasons.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. It seems like the conference, after some, maybe it was a little bit down years, there seems to be, and main part of that, a bit more depth this year.
It does seem to be that way. You know, even a team like Vermont, who has a new head coach, their old coach left in the middle of the summer in kind of a weird situation, was relieved of his duties, but their new coach seems to, interim head coach, has them playing a little better. It sounds like some of the reports I've heard out of Vermont. New Hampshire, who needed to have a good year, they're off to a good start. Of course, BC and BU, always good. Providence is another team that's always a hard team to play. So is Lowell. So yeah, it just seems like a lot of these teams that have been powers are still playing well early in the year, and then some of these teams that have been struggling are off to strong starts. Even UMass, who had a little bit of a down year last year, a couple of the games I've watched them play, they look like they're right back to where they were a few years ago. So it's going to be interesting. And every game in Hockey East is so important, as we've talked about over the years. Every point matters in league play, and some big ones on the line here tonight with Maine and Boston College.
No question about that. Military Appreciation Night tonight up at the Alfond Arena. Both nights, the puck drops at 7. John, you'll be on the air with the pregame at 6:30.
You got it.
All right. I hope, Larry, these are big games. I hope he brings extra candy for you tonight.
Oh, I have a feeling that he'll be fired up as well. We haven't been at the Alfond in 3 weeks, so he's going to have stuff ready to go, and I'm sure he's got plenty to talk about tonight. So I feel like I just need to turn the pregame over to him and let him do his thing.
There you go. Well, listen, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. We'll be listening. You have fun tonight. Good luck to you and the Black Bears, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, John. That's John Shields, the voice of Maine Black Bear Hockey, with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you, as always, by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718.